6'5". If you're under 10 and you want to come forwards, there's nowhere to squeeze you in. But we'll find a space. So if you're under 10 and you want to come forward to see what's in my box, why don't you come forward now? I'll give you 10 seconds to find a seat. Wait there, Freya, hold your horses. Right, I'm going to pray for us one more time. Then we're going to have a look at this Bible passage together. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for all the good things we get to enjoy. We thank you for the true Christmas story. And we pray that you'd help us to understand a bit more about it now. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's my box. Wow, yeah, Freya, look at that, look at that. Can you see what's on it?
Yeah.
Stayware. This was made by Hannah, and this is a very, very good cake, and I'm sure we'll get to, if we're quick, have a slice afterwards. But I need to do something, so take a seat, Freya. I'm a bit nervous about this. Happy birthday to you. My wife's giving me a look. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. So Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. Jesus was born a long, long time ago, but people still celebrate his birthday. Thousands of years later, millions of people around the world remember the birth of Jesus. And the question I want us to think about this morning is why? Why do people still celebrate the birth of Jesus? And in the Bible passage that we read earlier, from Matthew chapter 1, we get some answers. And I'm going to show you those answers. The reason people still celebrate the birth of Jesus is because of who he is. And the first thing we see in this passage about who Jesus is that he is the same as us. Jesus is the same as me and the same as you. Now, do any of the people on the benches know what this is? Anyone? Yes, what's that? Say it a bit louder. It is a baby. Where is the baby? Where is the baby in that photo? Yes, it's a baby in its mummy's tummy. This is called a sonogram. Now, I've got three sonograms that should appear on the screen. Here we go. Three sonograms. Here are three babies in their mummy's tummy. In fact, these three people are in this room. So I'd like, well, I think they are. I don't know if I saw Bethan. Bethan here? Bethan Cleave? No. Oh, having words with Bethan. Bethan. So there's a Bethan up there somewhere. There's also a Charlie. Charlie, can you stand up? Nice one, Charlie. Turn around so everyone can see you. He's still cute, isn't he? And then we've got Erin. Erin, stand up for me. Nice one, Erin. So here are Erin, Charlie, and there's a Bethan. So the baby on the left, that is... Hang on, I've got it wrong. Erin, sit down. Erin, you'll be standing for a minute. It's Ella. Where's Ella? Ella! One of those is Ella. Ella on the left, that's you. And then in the middle, we've got Charlie, and on the right, we've got Bethan. And when those photos were taken, these guys were 20 weeks, and they were about the size of this banana. So there you go, Charlie. Look, once you were that big. There you go, Ella. Once she was that big when she was 20 weeks old. Why don't we give these guys a round of applause? Take a seat. Thanks, guys. Now, on the screen, we should be getting a picture of a baby when they were 8 weeks old. There's a baby when it's 8 weeks old. You can see its arms and legs. You can see its fingers and toes. You can even see their ears. That little baby at 8 weeks has even got a tiny tongue in its mouth. Anyone want to guess how big you think a baby is when it's 8 weeks old, when it's still in its mummy's tummy? What do you reckon? You're very close. It's about the size of this. A baby when it's 8 weeks old is about the size of a grape. And all of us in this room, at one time or another, were just like that baby. For some of us, that was many, many decades ago. For others, it was just a few years ago. All of us, at one time, were inside our mummy's tummy. And at 8 weeks, we were about the size of a grape. And the Bible says Jesus was just like that too. In the Bible passage that we read, in verse 18, it says, Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant. Mary had Jesus inside her tummy. And at 8 weeks, Jesus was about the size of a grape. At 20 weeks, Jesus was about as long as a banana, just like we were. Anyone know how long is a baby inside their mummy's tummy for? JJ? 9 months. Yes, good man, 9 months. And after 9 months, what happens? The baby is born. So here are three more babies on the screen. Anyone want to guess how old those babies are? What do you reckon?
Two.
Two, not a bad guess, a bit younger.
Newborn.
Newborn. Those babies on the screen are less than a day old. Again, there are three people in this room here this morning. So Erin, one of them is you. Thanks, Erin, stand up. We've also got Molly. And we've also got Dan Cleave. I've seen him. Don't try and hide. Dan, up you get. There's Dan. Not quite as cute. Anyone want to guess which one's which? Anyone want to guess which one's Dan? Joey, do you know? The one on the left is Erin. That's your sister. Yes. The one in the middle is Molly. And the one on the right looking cute is Dan. Thanks, Dan. But all of us, at one point, were like those babies, just one day old. And so was Jesus. In our Bible passage, in verse 18, it says, Mary gave birth. She gave birth to a son. Jesus was born just like us. So Jesus was just the same as us. He was a baby who fed and cried and slept, who fed and cried and slept. And he grew into a toddler who learned to walk and talk. And he grew into a teenager who learned to read and write. He grew into a man just like people in this room. Jesus is the same as us. Now, here's the reason why this is important. Jesus has been here and done it. Jesus has lived life. And the life that Jesus lived was very hard. What that means is Jesus understands sadness and stress. And Jesus has been scared. He understands what it's like to feel low or to feel lonely. Jesus was betrayed. And Jesus was bereaved. And so he understands. Jesus has been here and done it. So however you're feeling this Christmas, Jesus understands. The Bible says, turn to Jesus. Trust in Jesus. You can talk to Jesus because he understands. He is the same as us. But our passage doesn't just say that Jesus is the same as us. It also says that Jesus is different from us. Jesus is different from us. The miracle of Christmas is described in this Bible passage. Let me read verse 18 to us again. Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some parts of the Bible that aren't really family friendly. But the person who wrote this part of the Bible, a guy called Matthew, he wanted to be discreet. And so he says, before Mary and Joseph came together, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Mary was found to be pregnant. Matthew saying that Mary was pregnant, but that Joseph wasn't the father. Joseph wasn't the father, and that upset him. In verse 19, Joseph is upset. He says, Mary's pregnant, I'm not the father, and so I don't want to marry her anymore. But Matthew tells us something that Joseph didn't know. Mary was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. God the Holy Spirit. So Matthew isn't being discreet anymore. He's being direct. God the Holy Spirit put this baby in Mary's tummy. But poor old Joseph, he doesn't know that. And so we get verse 20. Have a look if you've got your Bible open at verse 20. After Joseph had considered this, he was considering not getting married to Mary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've never had an angel of the Lord appear to me in a dream. I've had some good dreams. I've scored the winning goal at the World Cup final. But that's just my imagination. It didn't really happen. And here we've got Joseph. And he doesn't just have a good dream. He has a God dream. An angel of the Lord appeared to him. It wasn't his imagination. It was really real. And then the angel of the Lord announces to him, God the Holy Spirit put the baby in Mary's tummy. Matthew says it again. God the Holy Spirit put the baby in Mary's tummy. This baby is different from us. Then the Bible passage gives us two names for this baby. And his two names also show us that this baby is different. Have a look at verse 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Anyone tell me, what does the name Emmanuel mean? There's a big clue on the screen. Anyone tell me, what does... Go on, Charlie, you got it. God with us. God with us. So not only did the Holy Spirit put the baby in Mary's tummy, but the baby in Mary's tummy is God. God with us. The Bible says that God made everything. God made the sun and the moon and the stars. He made the birds in the air and the fish in the sea. I don't know if you've seen Blue Planet 2. Anyone here seen Blue Planet 2? God made all of that. And if you haven't seen Blue Planet 2, here's a 1 minute trailer, all being well.
Planet 2, coming soon.
God made all of that. All that you could see there. God made the blue planet. And in fact, God made the red planet too, which is called Mars. And God made every planet. Here's the miracle of Christmas. The God who is bigger than the galaxies became smaller than a grape. The God who is bigger than the galaxies became smaller than a grape. And I guess the big question is why? Why would God become a man? And the answer is in his second name, and it's in verse 21. Have a look at the Bible. This is what the angel said to Joseph. You are to give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. And this word, sins, is a big Bible word. The Bible actually says that we're all sinners. And what that means is that all of us, in one way or another, have said to God, shove off. I'm in charge. No to your rules. All of us here have ignored God in one way or another. And the Bible says that's actually why we die. But the Bible says that's why Jesus lived. He was born to save his people from their sins. His name means the Lord saves. And Jesus saves his people by dying for them. Jesus died so that people like us can live. At the birth of Jesus, God gave his first breath, and he gave it for people like us. At the death of Jesus, God gave his last breath, and he gave it for people like us. And whoever turns and trusts and talks to Jesus and says, "Sorry, Lord, please forgive me," the Bible says they will be forgiven. Whoever turns and trusts and talks to Jesus and says, "Will you be my friend?" the Bible says, yes, Jesus will be your friend, and he'll be your friend forever. That's the miracle of Christmas, the gift that God gave for people like us. So guys, that's why we still celebrate the birth of Jesus. He is truly man, just like us. He is truly God, the God who made everything. And he came to save people from their sins. What a gift.